This week in Food for Thought,
yeah.
Friday, June 11th, no studies.
No studies.
If you were hoping for one, we're sorry. It's actually a news article. Recently, the FTC...
The food police
went after Kellogg's. Mm-hmm. Wall Street Journal headline, kind of like it, snap, crackle, slap.
Ooh.
Now, what the FTC went after Kellogg's for was their claims on Rice Krispies cereal boxes. What actually the cereal boxes said, now helps support your child's immunity with 25% daily value of antioxidants and nutrients, vitamins A, B, C, and E. And then on the back of the box, it said that Rice Krispies has, quote, been improved to include antioxidants and nutrients that your family needs to help them stay healthy.
Hmm.
Now, I think we should preface this whole podcast with the fact that the FTC isn't saying that Kellogg's cereal couldn't do this. What it's actually saying is there are laws in America that say you cannot make a claim about a food or medicine unless it's gone through rigorous studies mm-hmm. put forth by the FTC, and the FTC has okayed that. Mm-hmm. In this case, that didn't happen with Kellogg's. They didn't have the FTC's approval
mm-hmm.
to make these health claims. You know, you can't go out there and say, hey, you know, this food or medicine will cure cancer or will cure amnesia, whatever, without the FTC's blessing. So that's the starting point. However, I'm sure, Sherry, that you have many thoughts on this.
I have many thoughts.
Okay, now that I actually have your mic on.
Okay. My biggest thought is buyer beware. We have got to educate ourselves. Because there's so much that, yet we've talked about this before. They use those buzzwords, and you'll see this little package that says 100 calories. You're like, this is the perfect, this is going to help you lose weight. Because now you know how many calories you're taking in, and you can have this dozen little cookies that are like air in a bag that aren't going to fill you up. But you only took in 100 calories.
Actually, that sounds kind of nice. Air in a bag.
Air in a bag. Problem is, air in a bag does not meet the requirements that the body is hollering for. So if we don't fill those needs, those nutritional needs in our system, our body's going to keep screaming. And, you know, just like any of the cereals that you see on the shelf today, they've been fortified. They are mostly synthetic vitamins and nutrients. Forget the box of cereal. Let's get back to some whole foods, some good, nutritious muffins with some substance to them, a good pancake or a waffle, like we talked about, putting those into the freezer and pulling them out, an egg. Let's go back to the incredible edible egg for breakfast. We know that these nutrients are there. They have not been altered, replaced, sucked out, and sucked dry from the foods that are out there that are so prepared, so packaged. You know what you're getting, you know, when you go back to the whole foods. I wish I had more of a marketer's brain, because I want to be able for our listeners to know how to encourage and tear down these myths that it's so difficult to eat this way and that it's so expensive to eat this way. It to get back to the basics is really very, very simplifying, very health altering, and your pocketbook is going to save in the end. It's expensive for a box of cereal. Face it. It really is. I mean,
Well, for a name brand, especially.
Mm-hmm. When you think of what you're really getting in that box, it's quite spendy. I talk to families, you know, big families, and they're like, you know, we can knock out 3 boxes of cereal in a morning, and that's quite expensive. You can do a lot of really good foods for a whole lot less than those boxes of cereal. And you know you have not gotten a bunch of altered nutrients. Let's go back to the basics. Get them now. The season's beginning. You know, we're seeing those strawberries out there. They are yummy. Let's get some of those. Go pick your own. Go to the roadside stands, whatever. But get back in there and go for it for yourself with whole, fresh foods in season, in moderation, with the nutrients that God put in there, not man.
And one part of encouragement is actually, you know, not only having the drive to say, you know, I'm going to make a change, but also having the information to make that change. Last week, you posted some waffle and pancake recipes on our blog. Mm-hmm. So will you have any more recipes this week for us that people can use to actually start off with a healthier breakfast in the morning?
We can do that. Yes, we can. There's the muffin, the batter can be in your refrigerator for up to 30 days. You mix this up and it's full of fiber and bran. That's a really good recipe. And you just scoop them out and bake them off fresh. How long does it take in the morning, you know, to have your muffin tin ready, get your little ice cream scoop, put that dough, that batter in there. Bake those off while you're getting everybody up and ready. If you're not, you know, a big egg person, I'll give you some alternatives if you're not wanting to poach or scramble an egg. But there are some great, great ideas out there to get you started in the right way. Break the fast, get that body ready to go for the day so that you have optimum performance, nutrition, health all the way around.
And as you were saying too, buyer beware. Just when you look at boxes, just be more discerning. This isn't the first time that it's happened with Kellogg's that they've made claims like this, actually.
Well, we think about Cheerios.
That was last year. We actually had a
huge
food for
General
thought.
Mills, yes.
Because they were making claims that Cheerios could help you lower cholesterol,
right?
Which their claim was Cheerios has whole grain fiber, and that would help you lower
cholesterol. Fiber will, you know, because it pulls the cholesterol out of your system. So let's watch what source are we using to accomplish those types of things. There's a lot of really good fibers out there that you can put on your salad and stir into yogurt or whatever to accomplish the same benefit, but not getting the calories and some of the other junk that you get with some of these cereals.
And last year, Kellogg's, the FTC said that Frosted mini wheats, that they were saying that if you eat frosted mini wheats, it's been shown that it'll improve your kids' attentiveness by 20%. And the FTC looked at the study, and there were some kids that improved their attentiveness, but it wasn't all of the kids. It was a portion of it. Some of the kids had no improvement at all.
Right.
So they said, you know, you can't say anything about cognitive health improvements with your cereals. So,
but keep it in perspective here. Number one, the frosted mini wheats, even though they were frosted, tended to have less sugar. And so anytime, and if you're taking a broad spectrum of children and you get some over here that are used to 28 to 40 grams of sugar in the morning, and now you've brought that down to say 14 or 15, that's going to work for any of us. Our focus is going to be a whole lot better when we bring just the sugar down. So if we understand the underlying thread there, that it isn't so much that it's the cereal that's doing it, because it's not necessarily the cereal. It's that you're lowering that high sugar intake that we are inundating our systems with. You can do that in a multitude of ways with foods that have higher nutrient value than a bowl of frosted mini wheats. But I do have to tell you, mini wheats is probably one of the best cereals, the least processed of many of your cereals out there. So,
wow.
Yeah. And a very high fiber.
We should have also prefaced that Sherry's not a cereal person.
No.
So
no, I'm not.
That's encouraging. Are you giving ground to that?
Well, I haven't done my, you know, official studies on that myself, but
you're just saying if you had to pick a cereal.
If you're going to choose a cereal, that would probably be one of your better cereals to choose. So
what about Count Cocoa Puffs?
Oh, my word. There you go. Back up to that 40 grams of sugar.
Woohoo!
And bounce off the wall. See that bird? That's what he says, too. Woohoo!
No, the Count.
Oh, the Count Chocula.
No, there's Count. There's Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs.
With Sunny.
See? Why do they bounce off the wall? It's all that sugar.
But they taste so good.
Sugar can make anything taste good.
That's true.
But what's it going to do to your body?